And right now it is time to take five for your community. This morning I'm very pleased to be joined by Connie Pachowski with the Friends of the Lawrence Public Library. It's the 29th annual book sale coming up tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday. Is that right, 29th?
I was figuring that out, and it was hard to believe. Our group was started in 1987, and we had the book sale the next year.
Wow.
Because our first project was helping fund the summer reading program, which we've been doing. And, 29 years.
Wow.
That's a lot of books. But I'm with the Friends of the Library, and the Friends of the Library are just a group of people who think the library is important to our community. We're not the board. The board is elected, and they make all the big decisions. We're just there to volunteer and help wherever we can and promote the library. And we get our money several ways. We get money through dues. You could be a friend of the library for a whole $7 a year or $10 for your family. And really, that helps us, pay for some of our programs. We get donations to the Friends, which could be sent to the library. You had Lisa Bridget on here yesterday.
Right.
We get funding from the United Fund, which really has helped us out because they pay for about a fourth of the summer reading program.
Mm.
So, that's a great organization. And then we have our big book sale and raffle. And that's coming up during this. We've had it during the Fall Festival for the last 29 years. We get books from people who donate gently used books all year long. We take books all year long. But I would ask if you have books to donate to wait after the sale because
sure.
We're kind of loaded right now. But we appreciate all the donations. We do have some books that they get from the library that are discarded, but 90% of our books are from people who just donate books they've read and don't want to keep in their house, or maybe somebody has moved and wants to downsize. So we appreciate all the donations because that helps us out a lot. So we're having our book sale. Our books are really reasonable. We have all our hardcover books, and some of them are just almost brand new. They're $1 a piece. We have our paperbacks for 50 cents. We have our young adult books for a quarter, and the little books for the children, they're a dime because we want to get kids reading. So we have quite a few of those. This year, we have a lot of music CDs and movie CDs and books on tape, and all of those are 50 cents.
Okay. I wanted to ask you, you mentioned some of the books are almost brand new, and I think we wanted to clear that up because some people may be listening think, well, they just got a bunch of old books that they got stored somewhere, and mm-hmm. But, I mean, some of them, like you said, are fairly new books.
Oh, yes. They look real, like people read them once, and they give them to us. Now, we let the library, Diane Brumley at the library, and the staff, they go through the books, and if there are books that maybe their copy is old and tattered and they want the newer copy,
mm-hmm.
They're free to have that, And, yes, they're not ratty-tatty books. They're very nice books. And we go through all the books to make sure they're clean and, that things people would want to take to their houses. We're also having a raffle. We're raffling off $100 worth of scratch-off tickets. And four books, because you have to raffle off books. And those tickets are available at the library. They're $1 a piece, six for $5. The wonderful library staff is helping us sell tickets. And then Joanne Fritz, she's our main ticket seller. She's out there selling tickets for us almost every day at the library. Her husband, Leland, was our first president. Leland Fritz was the first president of the Friends, and she's still in there helping us out. The members of the Friends board are Rita Cavanaugh, Barb Parrish, Shirley Schick, Linda Buchanan, and me. And thank goodness for Linda Buchanan. She has three strong sons who help us carry those books up from the book sale, and her daughter Emily helps too. And we appreciate all the people who come out to the sale and buy our books, because even if we have a really good sale, it's about half of what we need for the summer reading program.
Well, I wanted to ask you to talk about the summer reading program, because you said the United Fund pays for about a quarter of it, mm-hmm. the book sales about half of it. So, I mean, it's a very, first of all, you get a lot of kids for the program.
Oh, yes.
And it's a very involved program because you bring in a lot of entertainment.
Yes, we have 6 weeks of different programs we bring in. We bring in the Madcap Puppets from Cincinnati, and they were our first paid program when we first started. We didn't have a lot of paid programs because we couldn't afford it. But we have the Mad Science from St. Louis. We have Silly Safari. I can't remember where they're from. Some people from Chicago, Chris Falcone. The entertainers cost us about $3,500. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole program, we budget about $5,000 for the whole program because we give away Holiday World tickets to the people who read. We average about 120 kids.
Nice.
Every week. We had 80 participate and read their logs and everything. Plus, the parents and grandparents come, and I think they like the shows. We had the Madcap Puppets over at the high school auditorium. We had 230 people come to that one. When we first started, we had to have the puppets in the park because they couldn't fit
sure.
in the library basement. But the auditorium's so much nicer. You don't have to worry about rain or mosquitoes or things like that. So we're really proud of the program because we have a lot of kids come. It was kind of neat this year. A lot of our kids are growing up, and so we had a lot of littler kids, and it's like the next generation coming up. You know, appreciate the parents and grandparents bringing them to the library and getting them into reading, because even little kids can participate in our summer reading program. If they're read to for 15 minutes a day, they could fill out their little logs and you know, win Holiday World tickets and other prizes.
It's a perfect program because during the summer, kids are looking for something to do, so you kill two birds with one stone there, so
right.
It's great. So let's remind folks again the hours for the book sale coming up.
Right. The hours are tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Saturday from 10 to 2. We're going to have our drawing Saturday about noon. You don't need to be present to win, and we'll be selling tickets. I would like to thank, like, Jim Haig. He's been bringing... We got to get the books up from the basement to the porch because our sale is on the porch. But we have so many books this year, we've opened up the basement. And so there are more books in the community center in the basement. And people are free to look down there. And people like kind of going down there because, one, it's cooler and it's not so crowded. The porch is kind of crowded. So we have a lot of books. And Diane Brumley and her staff are awesome. And I want to thank Mayor Wagner. I just saw our book sale on the City Hall sign. So thank you for putting it up there and supporting us.
Okay, again, that's coming up tomorrow, Friday, and Saturday, and the drawing is on Saturday.
Yes.
And they don't have to be present to win.
No, we'll call them.
All right, very good. There you are. She is Connie Pachalski with the Friends of the Lawrence Public Library. Connie, thank you for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it.